were studying in the Netherlands.
Yes.
And it was your degree, bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
You said that it wasn't precisely gender studies degree, but
no.
You consciously chose gender classes.
Yes.
Why?
Well, it was a liberal arts college, if you know what that sort of means a little bit. So we could all pick whatever courses we wanted to. And I was really focused on politics. When I first came, I was studying politics and history. And one day, after my first year, my tutor had to place me in new courses for the next semester. And he said, well, I have gender studies, and we need to fill up the class because no one wants to take it. And I think you could be interested in it. And I said, no, I don't want to be with those crazy feminists. Don't ever put me in gender studies. And he said, well, it's a shame because it's the only course you can still take. So I was really pissed and super mad, and I went to my first class, and I thought, okay, I'm going to show that I'm a good student, I'll show up, but I'm going to drop it after the first class. And then I got there, I saw the teacher, she started talking, and within 10 minutes, I knew, like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, this is it. And then I dropped all of my history courses, all of my politics courses, and I started doing everything that was related to gender. However, we didn't really have that many gender courses. We had like a track, so you can do maybe 5 or 6 courses, and that was it. And then I started thinking, like, how can I make this work? So I started taking other courses, like I minored in art history, and that was fine, but it took a gendered approach. So instead of in the 17th century Dutch painting class, that was a course I took on art history, I asked my teacher, can we do this from a gender perspective? And he said, sure. So all of my research was focused on female painters that were neglected in all of the textbooks. I took another politics course by accident that was US government and politics. And I said, can we incorporate gender? And my teacher said, well, I don't care, but you can do it if you want to. So my whole research was about female senators or an emancipation of like women in the US government and comparing it with European governments and, you know, gender divisions in politics. Or for science, I had to take a mandatory science course, the worst thing I ever had to do in my life. And I thought, well, let's do gender. So I researched the cognitive effects of dark chocolate on both genders, on men and women, to see who responded more and whose brain activity went up after eating chocolate and whose didn't. And it turned out that there was no gender correlation for chocolate consumption, but that there was an overall correlation between chocolate and cognitive function. So really what happened is I started seeing gender in everything. Every course that I took became a gender course. And yeah.
Let's get back to this 10 minutes. What happened there? Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, this teacher, she was amazing, like the most amazing woman I can think of. She sat there. She never did anything. She just sat behind a desk and she was reading things. And she said, guys, you're in this gender course. I know that most of you didn't pick it yourself. So give me your personal interest and we'll build the whole class around that. So first person said, I'm into cognitive neuroscience. The second said, I'm into children's literature. And the third person said, I'm into criminology. And what the teacher did was build a curriculum where every week we would do gender from a perspective of someone in the class. So one week we would do gender in cognitive neuroscience. And the next week we would have...
Can I check my Facebook on someone's device? Or does he only have an iPad?